Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Okay, so Miss South Africa rules all. Zozibini Tunzi was crowned Miss Universe after excelling through rounds of swimsuit and evening gown struts. I thought they got rid of the swimsuit thing. I thought they said that was too, I don't know, objectifying of women. I thought they got rid of the whole swimsuit thing.
I thought they got rid of Steve Harvey, and they didn't.
No, they did not. So, anyway, so she went through some questions on social issues. One final chance to explain why she was the right choice. I grew up in a world where a woman who looks like me with my kind of skin and my kind of hair was never considered to be beautiful. She said, I think it is time that stops today. I want children to look at me and see my face, and I want them to see their faces reflected in mine. The two runners-up for the crown were Miss Mexico and Miss Puerto Rico. Steve Harvey hosted the pageant for the fifth time, sporting a bedazzled green and gold suit jacket. The jacket was kind of cool. He looked like a matador.
He looked kind of fly. He looked kind of fly.
Yeah, he did. He was commenting on a costume from earlier in the week that said Miss Philippines won the national costume contest, but the woman standing next to him said she was Miss Malaysia. And he said, y'all got to quit doing this to me. So, because he kept, you know, they kept screwing
up. Good way to get back at
it. I know. You said it. You thought it was just a joke.
Totally a joke.
Just
so
totally a joke.
Speaking of,
didn't fool me.
Sorry. Yeah, right. It was in Atlanta.
In Tyler Perry's studios. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, yeah,
oh
it really was.
I like Steve Harvey's outfit too.
It was nice.
Speaking of Africa, my favorite anchor in the whole wide world flew into Africa, and I was following
J-Lo?
The whole thing. No, you know. I got two girls. Yeah, Shane, just like I got 50 best friends. Nancy, Shane. Don't come for the brother, the Puerto Rican, okay. Dominican. Okay, so Cardi B was living her best life. Let me tell you something. She did two shows in Nigeria. She went to the strip club because she remixed her song with Davido's, the hit single, Fall. I love that song.
I do
Money
like that
for
song.
For you. And she, her outfits... Let me tell you something.
She killed it.
I just want to say something and set the record straight. A lot of people think that Africa is just like safaris and stuff like that. No. I know people that be out there getting, especially in Ghana. Africa
is lit.
Litty.
Yeah, it really
Ingham
is.
Ingham is there all the time.
Oh, my God.
He, like, lives there.
Right.
He, like,
Cardi,
lives
we're
there.
We're talking about Cardi right now. But Cardi looks so amazing.
Yeah,
so
she
amazing.
Did the bathing suit, too, thing.
Oh, my gosh,
she looked
did.
Great. She looked
did.
Great.
And if this isn't enough to get you guys excited in 7 days, in case you guys have not been on the internet or been watching TV, Lizzo was caught seen courtside at the Minnesota Timberwolves game last night and against the
Uh-oh.
Lakers. And during the halftime performance, the Laker girls were dancing to her song Juice. So they showed her on the Jumbotron twerking, which is so cute.
That.
I love her, but cherry on top. She decided to wear a black t-shirt dress to the game.
Oh, yeah.
Plot twist. Her butt's out. Like, there's literally a cut in the dress so that her cheeks, her literally butt cheeks
Can't
are
wait
out.
To see her next week.
Oh, my God.
And fishnets and a black thong. So she gets up, she's dancing, but then she turns around and starts twerking, and you just see her whole booty, and I thought, she's so fun.
No, Danny,
she's
what
so
is it
fun.
That she said? What is it that she said? You see my nominations?
Yeah, right. Anybody hating on her, you know, because there is a lot of backlash.
I know there is.
That's inappropriate, whatever. She's like, I don't care. Do you guys see how many nominations I have?
It doesn't matter.
Thank
size.
You.
That's why I can't
she
wait for
she
next
won.
Week. It's going to be so
it's gonna
great.
It's crazy next week. She just got me hyped.
I know.
I better see that dress.
I know, right?
She's going to wear.
And that is the Ish You Missed.